Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And as I've been letting you know, I am praying for you from the nation of Israel, which is super, it's like adding another dimension to my faith. It's been such a blessing. We are in Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 22, and this is what it says. This is the ESV, the English Standard Version of the Bible. And when Jesus entered Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law lying sick with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she rose and began to serve him. That evening, they brought to him many who were oppressed by demons, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He took our illnesses and bore our diseases. Now when Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to go over to the other side. And a scribe came up and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Another of the disciples said to him, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Follow me and leave the dead to bury their own dead." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for another day of life. Thank you for breath. Thank you for hope. Thank you for the gospel. Thank you for friends. Thank you for family. Thank you for our trials and tribulations that bring us closer to you. Lord, as I look back over my life, I realize that my growth has not come in the joyful times. It's come in the hard times. And yet in the middle of those hard times, I forget that that's where the most growth comes, and to be grateful for them, to count it all joy when we encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of our faith produces endurance. Lord, let it be that we let endurance have its perfect result. And that's what we want in our hearts, is to trust you for the trials. Lord Jesus, I'm also so thankful that I was actually in surrounded by this house today in Capernaum and saw where you would have said this and where you would have touched Peter's mother-in-law. And I also love that once she was healed, she immediately rose up and began to serve. And it says to serve him, so to serve you, Jesus. And so, Lord, you've done so much in our lives. I pray today our response to that would be to serve you and to serve others. Give us that servant's heart that we so desperately need. So many people are out for each other and number one and recognition and look at me, look at me, look at me. And yet, no, Lord, you want us to be thinking, of course, first of you and then of others, to love you, to love others. It's simple Christianity. And Lord, I also thank you for your power, that with a word you were able to cast out the demons, just like one word, and they had to leave. It's beautiful that you are so strong and so powerful against the powers of darkness. You are the light, and the darkness cannot withstand it. The gates of hell will not prevail against you. And so we thank you that wherever there's darkness right now, Lord, we pray you would shed your light on our hearts and in our lives where there is darkness. And Lord, I pray for those who have illnesses and diseases, and maybe they're struggling today. This sentence really touched me. He took our illnesses and bore our diseases. And Jesus, thank you for doing that. And I pray that you would bring respite today to the person suffering. A little bit of light in the middle of the darkness. Lord, thank you for issuing such a call to follow you, that the supremacy of the call to us is to follow you first, not to bury our mother and father, not to, look back to the plow, but to look forward to the narrow way. And so, Lord, we recommit ourselves today to follow you down that narrow way, to follow you and to count the cost of what it means to really lay our lives down and to follow you. So thank you, Jesus, for loving us. Thank you for bearing our illnesses, taking our diseases. We're so grateful for you. And we live, help us to live today in response of joy to what you've already done. I just pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's all different kinds of levels to support the podcast. And so I'll be signing off from, I'm in Jerusalem right now as I'm praying this. And I've actually visited some of these things that just kind of came up at this time. So it reminds me that nothing is by chance, that God has, He holds the world in His hands and He holds you. And I pray that you would deeply know and understand His love for you today.